Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Empower for Women radio show. This is Trina Newby. I am your mentor, your motivator, the one that wants to see you succeed. Today is February 13th, 2014, and of course, I am all ready to empower you with tools to succeed, of course, in your life and business. And of course, we have funding to make it all happen. I want to explain how Empower for Women Radio works. This is a unique show blended to provide you not only with personal development tools and resources, but we also provide you with an incredible way to generate monthly residual income that you can use to fund your business, supplement your income, travel, build that dream home, or whatever your heart desires. I'm going to share with you later on in the show how you can become a part of our international movement, Empower for Women, what it can do for you, and how you can empower other women around the world as well. Now, tonight, our hot personal development topic is moving past myself. That's right, moving past myself. You know, sometimes we are in our own way, and we just really have to get out of the way so that we can be the successful women that we need to be. So again, moving out of my way, I am going to be sharing with you 5 tips on literally how to get out of your own way and start seeing results in your life with your dreams and your goals, okay? Very, very important. Also, tonight on the show, I am again going to be sharing with you information about our incredible affiliate program, Empower for Women, and what it's all about and why you should literally be a part of this program. 8:04 after the hour, and again, for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to Empower for Women Radio, and of course, I am Trina Newby. I am here to motivate you, encourage you, support you in accomplishing your dreams and your goals. Wow, can you believe that this is March, and we are at the middle portion of first quarter. We're actually at the last portion of first quarter. And so I am just amazed at how fast time passes us by. And the reason why I'm bringing that up, well, is because we need to realize that time waits for no one. Time is not something that we actually can manage. The only thing that we can really manage is ourselves. And so with that said, it's very, very important that you understand that there is no better time than now to implement your dreams and your goals and start making things happen for yourself. I just want to quickly talk a little bit about goal setting and how important it is to literally understand the stages of goal setting and what it's all about. Now, at Women About Biz, we're going to have a goal setting workshop coming up very, very soon. But in the meantime, I just want to give you some tips on goal setting. Again, we have 7 areas of goal setting that we try to focus on at Women About Biz and share with as many women as possible. But a lot of the times, I think some of the disconnect that happens with goal setting and women is that women want things now. We live in an instant gratification society, and so we don't want to have to go through a system, or we don't want to have to go through a process. But what you need to know is that it is oftentimes those women that realize the importance of following a system and realizing the impatience, it is those women that oftentimes succeed and make it happen for themselves. So again, I want to just quickly share with you the process of goal setting and why it's so important that you stick to a process, that you actually stick to a system, okay? Very, very important. Now, let's go ahead and start with again, what is the whole purpose of goal setting altogether? The purpose of goal setting is literally to support whatever your vision is. Now, you can have visions about a lot of things in a lot of different categories, but the type of vision that I'm talking about right now is that there is a passion inside of you. There's something that you have wanted to do for a long time, and perhaps you haven't even got it started yet, but it's on the surface of your mind. You think about it constantly all the time, and it's just something that you want to experience in your life. Well, that's a vision. That's an actual vision. Now, to transfer that vision out of your mind and to help it along with manifesting and bringing about all of the things that you want to experience as a result of your vision, you must create goals to support it. You see, goals actually help you to transfer your thoughts and actually start making your thoughts into reality in real time, where you can actually see them written down on paper. Once you have actually transferred your thoughts onto your goals, you've created goals to support that vision, and you've started outlining those goals, now it's time for you to really structure your system so that you can accomplish your goals. So what happens when you have a desire and you don't have goals to actually support that vision is that oftentimes that vision does not get accomplished. It just lies dormant in your mind. You think about it, but the longer it lies in your mind, guess what's going to happen? The longer it lies in your mind, the longer it's going to just lie dormant, and eventually time will pass you by and you still wouldn't have accomplished that vision. You still wouldn't have made things happen for yourself. So you see, goals are extremely important because they spark your vision. They make your vision come alive, okay? So first you have a vision, next you have goals. Now, what comes after goals? Well, the first thing that you have to do with your goals is that I suggest if you are not used to goal setting frequently, or if you have not designed a goal setting system for yourself that you actually are used to implementing, I suggest that you do short-term goals to support your vision, okay? And once you have established what those goals are going to be, then you have to move to the next stage, which is actually creating tasks, or better known as to-do items to support the goals. See, the goals actually just say, hey, these are the things that have to happen in order for this vision to come to pass. Now, once I make a list of those things that have to happen, there are going to be to-do items associated with each of those things from the goal, right? And that's what's a little confusing to a lot of women is that they get right there at that point where they're supposed to list their tasks and start implementing things, and they're not quite sure how to iron out that system to make it happen. So, again, you have a vision, you set goals to support your vision, and you set tasks, or better known as to-do items, to support your actual goals. Now, once you have your tasks written down, now it's time to look at milestones, because milestones are nothing more than deadlines, okay? But you want to look at milestones, and you want to ask yourself, when can I accomplish this goal? How long is it going to take to do this? And, of course, a lot of the times you're going to guesstimate because you're not quite sure. You can only estimate how long it's going to take you. So, therefore, you still need to put a date down. And once you do that, you back up to where you are now and you start looking at your tasks and figuring out when they need to be done. Of course, they all need to be done prior to the milestone or the deadline date you have set for your goal, okay? Now, one thing that you need to know about tasks or to-do items, one and the same, is that a lot of the reasons why women have a tendency not to be able to accomplish their to-do items is because they have not identified any to-do items that present a challenge. Sometimes you can feel so accomplished by putting all of your to-do items on your calendar, but I'm sure many of you who are listening have experienced before putting to-do items on your calendar, and it's just that. They were placed on the calendar, but nothing else was ever done to them, right? So part of the reasons why to-do items never get accomplished is because there could have been a challenge presented in doing the to-do item. And if you put a to-do item in your planner or your calendar and you have a challenge with it in getting it done, perhaps you need someone to help you. Perhaps you don't even have the skill or expertise to carry out the to-do function. Or perhaps, you know, you're going to have a certain amount of money before that to-do item can be accomplished. Whatever the challenge is, you need to identify it amongst the list of to-do items that support a particular goal before you actually put them on a calendar, okay? Very, very important for you to understand that. And once you identify the challenges, then the next step, of course, is to find solutions for the challenge. And it's only after you find a solution for the challenge that you go ahead and you put the goal, I'm sorry, the to-do item on your calendar. So, again, I want to just give you a clear view of the system process for, you know, making things happen for yourself. It is, number one, with everything, you're going to start with your vision. Your vision should be driving everything that you do, okay? So you have your vision. In order to make that vision come to pass, to make it happen, then you need goals to support that because the goals spark the vision and bring it to life, okay? Once you have your goals, then you need to move to the next stage with identifying tasks to support each of your goals, okay? And when you find out the tasks, when you, you know, make a list of those tasks, then before you actually get ready to try and implement those tasks, you need to determine whether you're going to do it yourself, whether you're going to delegate it, whether you need someone to assist you, perhaps a service provider, what have you. You need to find out if there are any challenges to you getting that task accomplished. If there are challenges, then you need to quickly look at how you can find a solution for that, you know? And I am a firm believer that there is always a workaround, that there is always a solution to accomplishing your task. You just have to get very creative sometimes in doing that, okay? Very, very important for you to remember that. So I hope this has helped you with understanding the process of goal setting because it is indeed an actual process. Now, there are some tools that you will need in goal setting, and I want to just share what those tools are. First of all, you need a time management system. In other words, you need to make a decision whether you prefer a paper planner, okay, such as a day timer or a Franklin Covey product, what have you, or you need to decide whether you might want to use something electronic or digital like a Google Calendar because if you should choose Google Calendar, it can work both on your computer desktop and also on your cell phone, whether it's an iPhone or Android, okay? So that's what you first need to decide. Another tool that I really think is so very important is you need to start journaling. So you need a journal. Simply purchase a spiral-bound notebook that you will use to jot down your thoughts, challenges, or obstacles to accomplishing your goals, solutions. And that's what's so very, very important. Because when you write, your subconscious mind has a tendency to tell you things that you it brings things to the surface through your writing that you ordinarily would not have thought about. So it's an opportunity to really get to know you through the journaling process. What do you journal about? Well, you journal, you know, first of all, you don't have to create a novel every night. What you're trying to do is just jot down a few sentences about how you feel today, about accomplishing your dreams or your goals. You want to talk about any challenges that have presented themselves and what you need to do about it. So those are the kinds of things that you journal. If you have any ideas, you can journal about that. But the important thing you need to remember about journaling is that, first of all, you want to date all of your journal entries, okay? And you also want to read the entry the day before entry before you start journaling again because sometimes it sparks ideas, and I want you to pay attention to how you feel from journal entry to journal entry, because again, it's very journaling is very therapeutic, and it can really help you in so many ways. And then, of course, the next thing that you need is you need to create a measurement or an accountability worksheet. And one of the ways to do it is, you know, simply just use an Excel spreadsheet, you know, and list all of the tasks that you say you need to get done and have a way to check off when they're done or to be able to provide the progress of those tasks, which is so very, very important. So that's all I have for right now. These are just some of the things from my Goal Setting 101 teleclass that I give. And so, again, I want to encourage those who are listening to the broadcast to go ahead and check the event section at Women About Biz, because I know that I will be repeating the Goal Setting 101 teleclass very soon. It's 8:18 after the hour, and again, I want to thank all of you who have tuned in to the show. And from for those of you that may be listening to the show from the Internet, or perhaps you're listening to the show from Stitcher, I want to welcome you to the Empower for Women radio show. And again, Empower for Women is literally all about helping you to accomplish your dreams and goals. And we do that in some very effective ways, okay? We do it through showing you exactly how to develop your own system. And in addition to that, we help you with funding, because some of the goals that you create are going to require some funding. So we show you some ways that you can empower other women through our referral program and get funding that can help you in accomplishing your dreams and your goals. So I appreciate you being a part of our listenership. Make sure you mark your calendar also for Successful Woman Radio, which comes on every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Time. We'd love for you to join us on that show as well, where we talk specifically about business growth and business success and tools and different things that can help you to be successful in business as well. So, again, definitely check that out. Again, that's Successful Woman Radio, another one of our shows, which comes on every single Monday at 12 noon Eastern Time. I want to go ahead at this time and start sharing with you information about our affiliate system that we call Empower for Women. I am just, you know, it's one of the things that I basically pride myself on, simply because I hadn't always wanted to do an affiliate system. I was against it, as a matter of fact, because I was so concerned about what other people would think, because I care so much about the reputation of Women About Biz, and, you know, I wanted to make sure that we looked professional, and I didn't want people thinking that we were trying to get them, you know, involved in some type of scheme that we were taking people's money, because that's not what it's about at all. And so I allowed a little bit of fear to creep in, and so for a few years I held this idea back. And then last year, 2013, a lot of women out of the blue, and I know it was nobody but God, because God had given me that idea and I sat on it instead of taking action. A lot of women started calling out of the blue, some very emotional, talking about how they had to go back to work because they didn't have enough money to run their business and have an income at the same time. Some women were very discouraged because they had gotten turned down for a business loan several times. Some women got very, very discouraged because they thought for sure that they could easily find a grant to provide them with all of the money that they needed to run their business. And so, you know, I was just really impacted by all of these different emotions that were coming out of these women who had thought all of these different things about business loans, about grants. And so I just said to myself, enough is enough. I've got to figure out a way to help women get the funding they need. And at the time, the way this came to me is that I literally was looking at our marketing and how much we spent on internet marketing and social media and how I could actually cut back on marketing because we were experiencing a little bit of a decrease because of the economy in membership. And so that is when God gave me the answer and literally said to turn the money into the members, reward the members for referrals. And I thought about it, and I said, you know what, this makes a whole lot of sense. But then I wanted women to be able to make money in a faster manner. In other words, yes, you could be an affiliate and we could pay your referral fee, but I wanted to figure out a way for it to move a little bit faster, for them to be able to fund themselves much, much faster. And that's when I came up with the multi-tiered affiliate system. In other words, we pay you through 5 affiliate levels. And so that's kind of how it got started. So, again, being hard-headed for a few years, and after I, you know, was impacted by so many women sharing their story with me about loans and not getting grants and hearing the passion that they have for their business idea or their business, I was compelled to step up to the plate and just be bold in having a solution for that, okay? So I want to, again, just thank all of you who are listening to the show this evening. I'm sure that some of you were invited by some of our Empower affiliates who are also members at Women About Biz. So without further ado, I want to go ahead and share with you information about this incredible affiliate opportunity. And I know that you are going to want to go ahead and join and sign up tonight after you hear it. So at the end of the day, most women admit that they need money to implement many of their dreams and goals. And, of course, while many of these women get excited about the possibility, again, of grants and business loans, ladies, the truth of the matter is that they come too far and few between. So what's the solution? Well, the solution is Women About Biz. We, again, made a bold move in creating an internal funding system that redirects our marketing dollars to you, to the members themselves. So through that, we created what we called Empower for Women. Now, Empower for Women is a twofold system. The first part of the system is an actual gold membership at Women About Biz. Now, this gold membership is going to help you do a lot of things. You get everything from group coaching, one-on-one consultations, website and web host. You get service discounts on a lot of things from trademarking, incorporating, all of those things that a business owner is going to need. Also, we have a personal development track if you're not in business, but you still have a passion about doing different things. We're going to help you to develop your personal skills as well. Everything from time management and goal setting to understanding the law of attraction, to understanding how to create a wealthy mindset, all of those things we're going to be able to help you with so that you can have a more joyful and abundant life. So the gold membership itself is valued at about $3,500 annually, literally, ladies. But guess how much it is at womenaboutbiz.com. For you, it's only $59 monthly. That's right, $59 monthly. For less than $2 a day, you will be able to tap into an incredible resource where you will be able to get the support that you need, get the mentorship that you need. You will be able to get the education that you need regarding how to start a business, or you can take the personal development track and again, improve your life skills, things that are going to help you have a more satisfying life, and it's going to help you to be able to put your goals into action a lot faster. The second part of Empower for Women is our 5-tier affiliate system that I mentioned previously. This system pays referral commission to gold members for each new gold member that they refer through 5 affiliate levels, okay? All the commissions are paid monthly, and they're residual for the lifetime of each gold member that you refer. Now, there's no additional monies that are paid. As a gold member, You just simply get the opportunity to opt in and say, yes, I want to also be an Empower affiliate, which means that when you're out there networking, when you're talking with your friends, when you're talking with your coworkers, when you're talking with your associates, when you're talking with relatives, all female, of course, then you can mention and ask them, hey, have you heard about Empower for Women? They have an incredible funding system that gives you the funds you need to accomplish your dreams and your goals. And again, there is no money outside of the Gold membership. This is just an icing on the cake kind of thing. The Gold membership stands by itself, and, of course, is, again, $59 monthly. But then we say, hey, we have a whole nother opportunity for you. As a Gold member, you can opt in and become an Empower affiliate and start earning referral income, which in turn can help you with funding your business. If you get extremely serious about it, you will have the opportunity to earn, get this, over $81,000 monthly. The opportunity to earn over $81,000 monthly. Now, how in the world does that happen? Well, it happens, quite frankly, simply through the power of duplication, okay? When you refer 7 Gold members to Women About Biz, you earn $10 on your first affiliate level, okay, for the lifetime of their membership. Every month, as long as they stay a Gold member, you're going to be credited $10 to your affiliate account, okay? And when those 7 Gold members refer 7, which is 49, right, on that second affiliate level, you're going to get $5. On the third affiliate level, you're going to get $5. On the fourth affiliate level, you're going to get $5. And lastly, on the fifth affiliate level, you're going to get $4, making it a total payout of $29 out of every $59 membership. So that is how we actually do it, okay? And, of course, it's quite wonderful. It's quite simple. We're not trying to make it very complex. You can simply empower 7 women. Now, I want to share something with you. In doing my research, I ran across some really interesting information about why people don't accomplish their dreams and their goals, right? And a lot of noted psychologists say that it's, number one, fear. People have fear, which falls into several different buckets or categories of why the fear is there. Nevertheless, it's fear. And then number two reason why people say they don't accomplish their dreams and their goals is because they lack the funding to do it. They don't have the monetary resource to make it happen. Well, here's what's so special about Empower for Women. Empower for Women helps women to eliminate those top two reasons, that fear and that money. We help you to eliminate that, okay? And we then also, through the Gold membership, provide you with the resources, the education, the coaching, the mentoring, the know-how of how to quickly get in there, set your goals, and start learning how to accomplish them sooner than later. And that's what it's all about. So my question to you is, are you ready to start moving faster with accomplishing your dreams and goals? Are you ready to toss fear aside, and are you ready to start funding your dreams and goals as an Empower affiliate? You see, we have to learn to start helping ourselves. We have to realize that the only person standing between ourselves and our dreams and goals is, guess what? It's ourselves. The only person standing between you and getting what you want for your dreams and goal is you. And so, again, there's no need to let fear hold you back. There's no longer any reason to allow the lack of funding to hold you back, because through Women About Biz, we provide you with the opportunity to do it, okay? We give you training. We make it easy for you to be an affiliate. There's no additional cost to be an affiliate outside of the Gold membership. There's no other qualifications. There's no monthly purchase outside of the Gold membership that you have to do. There's no cost to you for training and online support, and you're going to get an affiliate back office so you can keep up with the amount of money that you are making every month. And then the beautiful thing is that on the 15th of every month, through a PayPal account that you will establish, if you don't have one, you will receive your referral commission every single month. On the 15th, it never fails, of every single month. And that is the beautiful part. We have a lot of women sometimes emailing us and kind of confused because they may have received $100, $200, or $300 from Women About Biz, and they want to know what it's for. And we have to remind them that you've been referring, and this is all a part of the affiliate system. Again, I want to invite you to become a part of our Empower for Women family at Women About Biz, where you will not only be able to get support through our gold membership, but you will also become an Empower affiliate and be able to fund your dreams and your goals. I want to make sure that you get back with the person who actually invited you to listen to our radio show this evening, and ask them to send you their affiliate link so that you can click on it and go ahead and join as an Empower for Women affiliate, okay? And once you do, everything will start happening. You'll receive your training guide. You'll receive your welcome letter for your gold membership. I'll probably be one of the people that call you to set up your first coaching session, your discovery session, so we can learn what we need to be doing to assist you in accomplishing your dreams and goals. So things will start happening quicker for you, and that's what it's all about. And you will be able to empower other women, because what empower means, it means to transfer. It means to transfer power to another individual. And so you'll be transferring your knowledge about the Empower for Women program. You'll be transferring information about how people can get support in accomplishing their dreams and their goals. You'll be transferring that and gifting and blessing the lives of other women. So, you see, it reciprocates, because as you bless, your funding system increases, you are getting support, others are getting support, and together we all will be empowering one another, and that's what Empower for Women is all about. So again, I want you to get with the person who invited you, and if no one invited you and you learned about it through surfing on the internet or through Facebook, LinkedIn, or through our Twitter account, then I want to encourage you to give me, Trina Newby, a call at 678-457-0626. Again, 678-457-0626. And let me know, hey, I heard Empower for Women. I'm interested in being a part of it. Want to sign up? Can you help me? And, of course, I'll help you right away and give you all of the personal attention and training that you need so you can start making things happen for yourself. Well, that's about all I have for this evening. I just want to wish you all an abundant and joyful rest of the week. Have a great weekend. And remember, the only thing standing between you and your dreams and goals is you. So move out of the way so that you can get them accomplished. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.